Passage 3. Albert Schweitzer was born in 1875 in Alsace. At that time, it was part of Germany. His generous spirit was first awakened through his training as a preacher. Besides gaining a reputation as a preacher, he also became respected for his ability to play the organ. He was a man of many talents. His concern for other people turned his attention to medicine. He had also acquired doctoral degrees in philosophy and music. His wife took an interest in medicine also and became a nurse. Many people thought that he should remain and lecture in Europe to have a strong impact on Western civilization. Though he listened to their suggestions, he ultimately decided to follow his own conscience. This led him to Africa. Albert had felt that all men should accept the responsibility of helping others. He felt particularly concerned for black Africans who had been exploited by white men. He earned the money he needed by performing on the organ and by lecturing. With this money, he bought equipment and opened a hospital in Africa. He was a man of great strength who faced great problems with courage. The treat of war, the reality of imprisonment during World War I as a German citizen, and the unbearable heat in Africa did not make him retreat at all. He believed that a man could overcome these obstacles if he had a sense of idealism. He died in 1965.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. 32.
How was Albert's generous spirit awakened?
33.
What was he respected for?
34.
According to Albert, what should all men accept?
35.
What is true of Albert?